Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I told you that the price of gold had increased more than 12% in the past 5 weeks. What I neglected to mention is that the price of gold is now at a six-year high. This price surge has nothing to do with tariffs, the trade dispute with China, the risk of war with Iran, or other smokescreens trotted out by politicians and the regular media. Instead, it is happening because the U.S. government's efforts to suppress the price of gold, acting in conjunction with its primary trading partners and allied central banks, are reaching the breaking point. In almost all commodity markets, maturing contracts are fulfilled by delivery of the underlying physical asset. The gold and silver markets are exceptions. Instead, well over 95% of gold trading around the globe is in the form of paper contracts. At some point, maturing paper contracts will need to be settled by delivery of the physical gold, and that's the problem. On the New York COMEX, for instance, the exchange's bonded warehouses in the past have held registered physical gold inventories equal to 5-20% of the outstanding paper contracts. As of last Friday, though, COMEX has over 57 million ounces of gold owed in open contracts, but held less than 323,000 ounces of registered physical gold in bonded warehouses. That is barely 0.5% coverage of all the gold that may need to be delivered. The same scam is starting to break in the London gold markets, the largest gold exchange in the world. To try to minimize the rise in gold's price, short sellers have been selling massive quantities of paper gold, now near to all-time record levels on the COMEX. But that will not cure the growing shortage of physical gold, only makes the inevitable market collapse even worse. 3 times in the past 3 years, the U.S. government has been faced with a soaring gold price, but only managed to knock it down about 10%. It may yet do so again. Then, expect to see gold's price reach many times its previous record high that was over $1,900. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.